call to order the special meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Here.
Mr. Sternrock?
Here.
Mr. Gary?
Here.
Mr. Mead?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Section B, Approval of Meeting Agenda.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the meeting agenda for this special meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education for Monday, July 29th, 2024, be approved as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Sternrock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section C, the First Public Communication Session. I don't believe we have anyone signed up. So now we'll jump to M, Section M, Business.
Okay, are we ready?
If I could, I just would like to just say a couple of things before we head into this resolution. I know that there was a little confusion regarding the action that the board took last month. There were three different resolutions before the board, and three different resolutions were passed. And within those three resolutions, there was discussion about two financial items. For clarity, those two items are as follows. The first is a question about a bond issue to build a new K-8 building on this campus. The bond issue itself for the project requires a 3.80 mil property tax, which amounts to $133 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. So again, that bond issue is for a K-8 building on this campus, which requires a 3.8 mil property tax amounts to $133 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. The second part of what we discussed is a maintenance levy that is required by the OFCC to take care of the new building once it is built. The maintenance levy is for 0.5 mils and amounts to $18 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. It is estimated that this will collect $233,000 annually. These two items are being combined, as they typically are, into one bond issue. The total ask is for a 4.3 mil property tax that will amount to $151 of the county auditor's appraised value. The total amount to be received is $38,875,296, and the bond issue is for a 37-year term. The resolutions from the meeting, from the last meeting, and the resolution before the board this evening are all part of the required procedures to place an issue on the ballot.
Okay. Just to be clear, so what the voters will see on the ballot is just one place to vote for or against a levy?
Yes.
It's only one item on
there. Yeah, the resolution that you have before you tonight shows the ballot language, and you'll see it's a combined issue, is the way it's proposed.
Yep.
So it just combines that operating millage with the building millage, all for one issue, just one vote.
One issue, so one vote. Two amounts listed.
Yeah. All within the same body of
the same body.
Got it.
Yeah, so you will see the 3.8 mils and you will see the 0.5 mils listed separately, all in one issue.
And I think you said this last time, but the reason that it's a little bit different than what we had before is because we had the we were building all new buildings, or at least proposing to build all new buildings, and we would have used the current permanent improvement levy that we have in place. So this is different in that permanent improvement levy could still be used for the remaining facility, the high school.
Right, because we're maintaining an older building, we feel like we need to have that existing PI levy to maintain that older structure, and then the requirement for the OFCC then would require the additional half mil maintenance levy so that we can properly maintain the new facility over the lifetime of the building.
All right.
And Mr. Bostein, just for clarity too, the $38,875,296, that is the bond issue and bond service payments, correct? That does not include, in terms of what I said, total amount received, that does not include the 0.5 mil maintenance levy.
Correct.
I just wanted to be sure I was clear about that.
Yeah, but in total, you're looking at 4.33 mils total, $151 per 100,000. We had estimated 150 at our last meeting, but after the auditor certification, it came in at 151. Reason being, they round up instead of rounding down. So we were at 150, but it was 150.49, I think. Mm-hmm. So my spreadsheet rounded down. County auditor has to round up, so that's why we're at 151.
Thank you. Any other? We'll have a chance to discuss it in a minute. But anything else off of that?
So, Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following updated resolution. Resolution determined to proceed with bond issue and tax levy. Whereas this Board of Education, by resolution duly adopted on July 22, 2024, determined 1. The necessity of issuing bonds in the amount of $38,875,296. For the purpose of participating in the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission Exceptional Needs School Facilities Assistance Program by raising a portion of the school district's portion of the basic project cost and locally funded initiatives not exceeding one half of the school district's portion of the basic project cost by constructing a new elementary / middle school to house grades K-8, including allowance to abate and demolish the existing intermediate school, site improvements, furniture, utilities, equipment, and all necessary opportunances, and the necessity of levying an annual direct tax on all the taxable property in the school district, outside of the 10 mil limitation to pay the interest on and to retire said bonds, and provided that the question of issuing said bonds and of levying said direct tax shall be submitted to the electors of said school district at the election to be held on November 5th, 2024. And 2, the necessity of levying an additional tax levy for the purpose of providing funds for the acquisition, construction, enlargement, renovation, and financing of permanent improvements at the rate of 0.50 mils for each $1 of taxable value commencing in 2024, first due in calendar year 2025 for 37 years. And whereas the treasurer of this Board of Education has certified that the maximum maturity of said bonds is 37 years. And whereas the Madison County Auditors has certified the total tax valuation of the school district, the estimated millage required for debt charges on the bonds, and has estimated the annual property tax revenue to be produced by the proposed permanent improvement levy. And whereas the county auditor has certified that the estimated average annual levy throughout the life of said bonds, which will be required to pay the interest on and retired said bonds, is 3.80 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $133 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. And whereas this Board of Education, by resolution duly adopted, intends to submit to the electors of the school district at the election to be held on November 5th, 2024, the question of an additional levy of taxes for 37 years for permanent improvements as identified herein. And whereas the question of issuing bonds of the school district shall be combined in a single proposal with the question of such tax levy for permanent improvements as authorized by section 5705.218 of the Ohio Revised Code. Now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District, hereinafter called the Board of Education, counties of Madison, Fayette, and Franklin, Ohio. Section 1, that the amount of taxes that can be raised within the 10 mil limitation will be insufficient to provide an adequate amount for the present and future requirements of the school district. Section 2, that it is necessary to issue general obligation bonds of the school district for the purpose of participating in the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission Exceptional Needs School Facilities Assistance Program by raising the school district's portion of the basic project cost and locally funded initiatives not exceeding one half of the school district's portion of basic project costs by constructing a new elementary / middle school to house grades K through 8, including allowance to abate, demolish the existing intermediate school, site improvements, furniture, utilities, equipment, and all necessary opportunities, and the necessity of levying an annual direct tax on all the taxable property in the school district. Outside of the 10 mil limitation to pay the interest on and to retire said bonds, and provided that the question of issuing said bonds and of levying said direct tax shall be submitted to the electors of said school district at the election to be held on November 5th, 2024, and to levy an additional tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation to pay debt charges on the bonds and any anticipatory securities. Section 3, that it is necessary for 37 years to levy additional taxes in excess of the 10 mil limitation to pay for the acquisition, construction, enlargement, renovation, and financing of permanent improvements. Section 4, that the question of the bonds and tax levy shall be submitted to the electors of the school district at the November 5, 2024 election, which shall not be earlier than 90 days after certification of this resolution to the Madison County Board of Elections. Section 5, that it is hereby determined necessary to proceed with the issuance of bonds of this Board of Education in the amount of $38,875,296,000 for the purpose stated herein, and to levy an annual direct tax on all of the taxable properties in said school district outside of the limitations imposed by Section 2 of Article 12 of the Constitution of the State of Ohio to pay debt charges on the bonds and any anticipatory securities, and that the question of issuing said bonds and of levying such direct tax shall be submitted to the electors of said school district at the election to be held on November 5th, 2024. Section 6, that the treasurer of this Board of Education be and hereby directed to certify to the Board of Elections a true and correct copy of the resolution of this Board of Education determining the necessity of said bonds, said direct taxes, and said election, and a true and correct copy of this resolution, together with the county auditor's certificates stating that the amount of the average tax levy expressed in dollars for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value, as well as in mills for each dollar of taxable value, and the annual amount to be generated by a 0.5 mil for permanent improvements, each as estimated by the Madison County Auditor, and to notify said Board of Elections to cause notice of such election to be given as required by law. Section 7, that it is hereby determined necessary to proceed with a levy of taxes at a rate of 0.50 mils for each $1 of tax valuation for permanent improvements as identified herein for 37 years to be first levied in 2024, collection year 2025, and that the question of issuing bonds of the school district shall be combined in a single proposal with the question of such tax levy. Section 8, that the form of ballot upon which the questions of issuing said bonds and of levying said direct tax and the permanent improvement direct tax shall be submitted to the electors substantially as follows. The proposed bond issue and tax levy. Shall the Madison Plains Local School District be authorized to do the following? 1. Issue bonds for the purpose of participating in the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission Exceptional Needs School Facilities Assistance Program by raising the school district's portion of the basic project cost and locally funded initiatives not exceeding one half of the school district's portion of basic project cost by constructing a new elementary or middle school to house grades K through 8, including allowance to abate and demolish the existing intermediate school, site improvements, furniture, utilities, equipment, and all necessary opportunities in the principal amount of $38,875,296 $875,296 to be repaid annually over a maximum period of 37 years, and an annual levy of property taxes be made outside the 10 mil limitation estimated by the county auditor to average over the repayment period of the bond issue 3.80 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $133 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value, commencing in 2024, first due in calendar year 2025, to pay the annual debt charge on the bonds and to pay debt charges on any notes issued in anticipation of those bonds. Two, levy an additional property tax to provide funds for the acquisition, construction, enlargement, renovation, and financing of permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $233,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 0.50 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $18 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value, commencing in 2024, first due in calendar year 2025 for 37 years. And section 9, that it is found and determined that all formal actions of the Board of Education concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were adopted in an open meeting of this Board of Education, and that all deliberations of this Board of Education and of any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including sections 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Second.
Discussion. Excuse me.
Mark, I just have one thing. Can somebody explain to me, I'm familiar with the required 20 mils, but there was a note here about the 10 mil limitation. Can someone just explain that just for my, make sure I understand that?
It's outside of the 10 mils that can be divided out amongst inside millage across all the taxing entities. So it's a voted millage. That's all it's referencing. It's outside the 10 mil limitation, so it's a voted millage, not an inside millage that's assigned.
Yeah, thanks.
Last time you did a good job of breaking down the steps that we've taken to get here. I'm not going to ask you to do that again, but just not everybody's at every meeting or watches every meeting. So just so it's clear that we didn't get to this moment just tonight. We're not having much discussion because we've already discussed it, including the meeting that the entire public received every registered voter received a flyer in the mail with the information about that, and at least two or three different meetings where we discuss, the last one being over an hour discussing this particular issue. So I think it's just important to point out how we got here, and it's not just a meeting where we come and, you know, we're going to be out of here 20 minutes or whatever. There was a lot that went into this particular moment that we're in. Right.
Yeah, and the only thing I'd add is that while it is our fourth time on the ballot for a facilities issue, it is a different issue this time around. Mm-hmm. This isn't the same issue for a fourth time. It's a reduced request for only a K-8 new structure and with the keeping of the high school building in place for grades 9 through 12.
All right. Yeah. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Do we have any new business, Section P? All right. So we'll move to Section Q, the second public communication session. I don't believe anyone signed up. All right. So our next meeting will be Tuesday, August 13th, 2024, 7 p.m. here in the high school library.
I make the motion to adjourn at 6:19.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 to adjourn.